You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
I pack my clothes and grab my single issues.
Hear stories about witches. Is it true what they say?
You've killed before. You kill again.
Last night, I was standing there looking at a monitor. On one camera was Linda Hamilton. And on another camera was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I thought, holy fuck, I'm making a Terminator movie. Going to cons
is our escape. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Periodic Table of Awesome. This is a different type of show. It's totally different.
Is it not a talking session where
that's
we
right.
all
we're
sit
going
and
to hum.
Chat
we're going to hum for the next 30 to 40 minutes.
And it's still going to be awesome.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I'm Quinny. Who are you?
I'm Dion.
Oh, no. I'm not going to set the bar.
No.
Who are you?
I'm Jill.
Yay. And who are you?
I'm Beck.
Yay.
Hey. Fuck me. We're all in the same room.
Hallelujah.
What?
Yeah. Holy shirt balls.
That's not what I signed up for.
Holy motherfucking shirt balls.
Exactly. Yes.
We are all in the same room again
very
after
exciting.
Very many non in the same rooms.
Since Spidey.
Yeah.
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 Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Bringing together the Knacked Monkey. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, we're talking about something a little different today. We're not going to be talking about a film. We're not going to be reviewing something that has come out this week that we've just watched. In fact, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of shit that came out this week that we've watched unfolding over the course of this weekend at San Diego Comic-Con.
Which is
some of us have watched it. of us have had birthdays and other important things.
Oh, everybody wish me a happy birthday.
Everyone who had a birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone who had a birthday.
Hey.
Yay.
Happy birthday to someone.
Beck.
And Beck.
And Beck.
And also me.
Yeah. How was the party, Quinny?
I don't know.
Quinny, who is meant to be one of my best friends in the whole world, was like, oh, I hear it's Beck's birthday coming up. Better plan a trip away for that entire weekend.
Bye.
Fuck you. Meerkat sat on my shoulder.
Yeah, I think Quinny had the better weekend.
Yeah.
Can you put your fucking phone on silent?
Oh,
Jesus.
It's
what
about
happened there?
Time.
Nothing.
120 something shows later, and finally it's your turn to fuck up.
That was just merely a.
No, you were trying to break the tension
and
take it away from Quinny for being
focus on
the guy.
It's all about Dion, guys.
Well, look, honestly, that was important. I can bring this up straight away then.
Anyway, the point is. Everyone else has seen lots of stuff coming out from San Diego Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have not. I've seen a couple of select things, but I'm looking forward to everyone telling me about it so I can join with the listeners in going, what?
Stand by to be explained at, then, Beck. It's a very exciting podcast.
Two man's and a woman's explanation.
It feels like being at work. Tell me more.
Welcome to the San Diego Comic-Con Extravaganza Explanation Bonanza.
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah.
Heavily dated.
Yeah. Yes, this is only worth coming out this week.
Yes.
So what exciting things did you see coming out of San Diego Comic-Con? What's it like? There is a lot of shit that happened, but
I think I could just like word vomit about everything that Marvel announced.
We're going to start with the big guns.
For the next 2 to 3 years.
Good on Kevin Feige.
Good on. Actually, it's Feige.
Actually, it's only Feige if it comes from the Feige region of France. Till then, it's just unpronounceable last name. Everyone knew that we had our big thing towards Endgame, and then we had our epilogue of the current Marvel crop.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, what are you going to do next? Because they seem to be the biggest movie studio. And they're like, okay, if someone had gone back and sat me down in the 90s and said, hey, in 20 years, Marvel is going to be the world's biggest movie producing company, I would have been like, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing. Well, they do comics, and they do very complicated X-Men comics that I'm trying to read, sir. Please leave me alone. But now they just...
Now they are an absolute juggernaut.
They are an absolute juggernaut.
No, they don't own him. Oh, no, they do own him again.
They own, and let's be honest, Disney owns them. So really, let's not get into who owns who, who's making the money off
but
all of this.
But they have now surpassed Avatar by James Cameron.
Yes, which is now owned by Disney. Which, so Disney like, surpasses taking, Disney by being Disney.
Yeah, not really taking into account inflation, I believe.
Oh, fuck off.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
don't worry, you're still going to get three more Avatar films.
Yeah, but
no trailers for them, I notice.
No, but you know what was really cool? James Cameron actually got online and congratulated Marvel.
Yeah.
So, you know, good on him. He's not been a prat.
No, it's fine. They'll just this one till the next one doesn't really...
Okay, anyway, let's talk about what's coming out from Marvel.
Yes, right. Especially from Kevin Feige, who managed to put a slide up on his presentation, which just said, untitled, 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 untitled. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is great. And someone tweeted a photo of it. I was like, that's fucking
that's
trolling
the
to the max.
Photo I saw, and I'm like, give us the titles, you cowards.
Yeah, it's just like, here's when we're releasing them all. Okay, how's everyone? Yeah, I'm going to talk for 20 minutes, and everyone's sitting there going, you motherfucking son of a bitch.
But they have announced six movies and four TV series that we're going to get from Disney Plus, which I really hope we get the same time as the US because I am not going to be able to hold.
I hope they just put it on Stan for Australia like they have been doing with all the rest of the Disney stuff. That's not going to happen, but also I spend so much money on
streaming
services.
Well, this is the problem,
services.
Isn't it? Like now there are so many fucking streaming services. You've got to have your Netflix. If you wanted your DC stuff, technically you've got to have the DC streaming service, which I'm pretty sure is dying. Mm-hmm. Then you've also got to have your Marvel, your Disney one. How many do we have to have?
I swear, I pay about as much in streaming services as I would have paid for Foxtel, like if I had gotten Foxtel.
You have a lot of streaming services.
I have four streaming services going at once.
Wow.
I have Stan, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and another one that I can't remember off the top.
I forgot I also have Amazon Prime. So, I've got... Yeah.
I'm rocking three, I think.
Yeah.
I'm stealing my parents' Foxtel and I pay for my own Netflix.
Nice. Okay, so Marvel coming out. We have The Eternals.
Actually, can we start at the beginning?
Yeah, sorry. I just looked at the list
with
that was in front of
Black Widow. Which is being released May next year.
And I feel like it's been rumoured for quite some time, but is this the first that we've had actual confirmation that a release date?
Oh, release date,
yes. Shooting it for
release date, yes, but they have been shooting for the past month.
At least.
But it's completely set in Budapest, isn't it?
It's a prequel. Between Civil War and Infinity War with flashbacks, and they are going to explain Budapest.
Oh,
yeah, which is interesting. Like,
so semi prequel /
color me meh.
Yeah, what happened in between Civil War and Infinity War?
I don't really know. It's always kind of annoying when you're finding out. Oh yeah, more information about a character that died.
Yeah, that's okay. It's to me that's really unfair and kind of backtracky. But at the same time, there's also a bit of talk, like amongst fans, of whether they're setting up. You know,
her to potentially come back?
No, for Yelena to step into the role as Black Widow.
Oh.
Yelena being Natasha's, you know, sister in inverted commas. That they trained together.
She had a sister?
They trained together in the Red Room.
Similar to the way that Nebula is the sister. Oh. Yeah. Like not actually a sister. No.
Not sister.
Well, I'm excited just because I know that Taskmaster is one of the villains.
Yes. And we're getting David Harbour.
Yes. Not as Taskmaster.
Dad bod guy.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, since he did, you know, Hellboy.
Anyway. So that I'm excited about, and it's nice
what
to
else
finally
we're
going to
get distracted by all of this.
Okay.
Unless we just crunch through. There's a lot of shit to get through.
There is. Okay,
crunch it, baby.
So we've got The Eternals. Which
is November next year.
I hope you will remember their release dates. That's fucking amazing.
Hey, don't worry. They've just announced all the cast for them. You can see
so
them
much
all
for
and be like,
crunching.
Oh.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, I was good. All right. Okay. The Eternals, Shang-Chi.
which is
and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
February 2021.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, I'm
don't at me, man.
It's like a it's like a test. All right.
The one that I'm very excited for, Thor, Love and Thunder.
Fuck yes, it's November 2021.
And then Doctor Strange in Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
That's in when? oh, sorry, I just added you. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Right. Hang on a second. This is 2020.
Yeah.
It's in May. I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep going. Thank you. Keep crushing through.
Then the big surprise that I think everyone was kind of like, fucking what?
Yeah.
Blade.
Yes.
Some motherfuckers always trying to ice skate uphill.
No official date on that, so it's looking maybe 2022.
And apparently that's the beginning of phase 5.
It will be the beginning of phase 5.
So what's our wrap up to phase 4?
Well, this is the thing. Phase 4 is now real weird.
It'll be Love and Thunder.
But that's not a team movie.
Well,
it is if you have
not another team movie.
You have the big announcement from Thor: Love and Thunder, which is
yes, Natalie Portman will be playing Mighty Thor.
Yeah, which is pretty fucking cool.
How much money did they pay for Natalie Portman to come back?
I think they just had to make the deal sweet enough for her. She's coming back as a lead hero.
She joins the very exclusive group of people who have dump trucks full of cash that have backed up to their front driveway and emptied and be like,
will you please come back and play the character again?
No.
I would also like to say that Valkyrie, Tessa Thompson, has confirmed that she is a bisexual character. She's the king of Asgard looking for a queen.
Which I think is fucking cool.
Yes, that's super cool.
And
I will personally pay Marvel if they get Valkyrie and Mighty Thor together.
With all of your millions of dollars.
That I don't have.
Yes.
Yeah. And look, I mean, are there any other confirmed ones?
Okay, that's
Guardians.
Half of the thing. This is
those
the thing.
Are the films.
These
then
are
we
the
have
films.
The TV series.
And this is what makes
Phase
4
real. Film?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's not going to be
Mahershala Ali as Blade in a film. Yeah. But yeah, this is the thing that makes Phase 4 kind of interesting in that it is half TV series, half movies.
So hit me with the TV series.
Going to bleed into the movies, apparently.
However, that's going to work. I mean, and we've seen that not necessarily work particularly well with the Netflix ones. But these are all owned by the same company.
Yeah, but these are now Marvel Studios produced. So the first
series...
But
so was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they fucking dropped the ball on that too.
Yeah, they kind of gave up on that one.
Yeah.
The first series that we've got is Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Yes, bringing back...
Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, my boyfriend. And Anthony Mackie.
It's my boyfriend.
Then the next TV series...
Isn't he your boyfriend's boyfriend?
They're all my boyfriend.
She's hugging the boyfriends, everyone.
Yeah.
Too many boyfriends.
Then what's the next series?
There's Loki. Winnie?
Yes, Loki.
Set in the 70s.
Or graphic design is my passion, as someone put up there, because the title is
So Tom Hiddleston
terrible.
Is back playing Loki. I'm not entirely sure if it's live action or an animated.
That one's live action, and it's set in the 70s.
Yeah. It's
which
also
is really weird.
The Loki that disappeared with the Tesseract from Endgame, so he's not going to have any of his redeeming qualities that he gained at the end of Infinity War.
He had some redeeming qualities, but that's with Dark World.
Yeah. This is a fresh off that. I tried to destroy Earth.
And I've now got my power source back.
Yes. Yeah, so
and I've gone to the
70s. Mm.
No.
So I'm not sure how that works, but yeah, there have been some set photos released of that, which look like Loki in the 70s.
And what are any other TV shows?
Yes.
Come on, hit me.
The WandaVision TV series.
WandaVision.
With Elizabeth Olsen
and
Paul Bettany.
What does that even mean?
Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Yeah, but
it's
WandaVision.
It's kind of like a TV-ish looking logo, so I think... And they were also playing like
make it a rom-com.
They were playing like weird 50s television music, so I'm thinking maybe it's going to be a bit like that Vision comic that came out where he had like
the
cookie cutter
family.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and it got real creepy and weird.
It's
and apparently
also set after Endgame.
And it also ties directly into Doctor Strange Madness, Multiverse of Madness, because Scarlet Witch moves across to that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. But then the one that people lost their shit over?
Yes. Hawkeye TV series.
Oh, the Hawk guy.
Yeah.
Yes. But
Hawkeye.
With the logo.
They're following Matt Fraction's run. And introducing Kate, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Speaking of
apart
logos,
from the fact that people, if you don't like Jeremy Renner, there's now a TV series of Jeremy Renner.
I do not like Jeremy Renner.
I do like that to bring it back to Thor, Love and Thunder, I love its very Boris Vallejo's kind of style. It's very kind of Conan the Barbarian, which someone I love the idea. Someone called
it out and it was like they ripped off the Masters of the Universe logo.
Yeah.
And it's so like, fucking close to that.
But I was like, and that's going to be interesting without Thor, if Thor is in Guardians of the Galaxy 3 as well.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy.
As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Not going to come out till like 2022.
Yeah, that's got a long gap between that. So this is...
But they have said that Chris will be...
Is that all exciting? Are people excited by all this?
Well, there is one last series that hasn't mentioned yet, which is the animated series.
Oh, what if?
Yeah, what if?
What if? Which is a...
What if what?
What if is well? As
what no. does to explain?
What if was a great series of comics that Marvel released throughout the course of their history, basically from the 60s onwards. Whereas, like, what if such and such happened?
What if Aunt May became the golden oldie, and she was the was
that
the
kind of weird shit.
Instead of the Silver Surfer for Galactus, it was Aunt May as the Golden Oldie. Yeah. She had to go around
it's
the
universe.
It's
insane shit. It's like, okay, we've established a universe, and now what if we ask questions about what if Reed Richards died, you know, going to space, and those kinds of things.
The
so do we think that it's just going to be a fun exploration of theoreticals?
If they make it fun,
the
sure.
first one's already actually been talked about.
What's that?
The first episode is following the comic of what if Peggy took the super serum and became Captain America.
We're getting a Captain Peggy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
See, that's why what if is cool.
Yeah. I'm so because previously Captain Peggy... Okay, sorry, I'm getting very excited here. Previously
we found
Captain
the,
Peggy...
We found the point, the tipping
Captain
point.
Captain Peggy
here.
Started as part of the mobile game. She was created to be in the mobile game that I played because it had Marvel on it.
Yeah.
And also it was supported by Critical Role, so whatever. Uh-huh. But then they put her as like just a brief thing in one comic and there was nothing else done with her. And she's just the coolest fucking looking shit ever. And so I'm cool. so
her
excited.
Her arms going everywhere.
There you go, the first episode.
I did.
Kevin Feige did say that it's going to be all of the stories that they've told in the movies with a what if twist in the animated series.
And there is a watcher.
Yes.
And they don't have to go back and film all of it. They can just film bits and pieces and
it's animated
footage. Oh, is it? What
it's
if animated?
It's animated, but they're using the voice actors.
Yes.
Were you not paying attention when we explained this at the start, Dion?
Who are you?
Not just the voice actors, Quinny.
Sorry,
all of the actors,
from
the
previous cast,
films
the proper cast.
Right. Are doing it.
Which makes it pretty fucking cool.
Yes.
And one thing I did like about the wrap-up of that is that Kevin Feige at the end was like, and I don't even have time to talk about Fantastic Four and the mutants and all these other things. And everyone was like, hey, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. That's right. Disney owns Fox now. Mm-hmm. They can reincorporate the X-Men and the Fantastic Four and all those properties.
So he has definitely confirmed Fantastic Four.
So you're
going to phase
five?
Probably.
Phase five. And, you know, look, if they can sell the Eternals to everyone.
Mm. I'm still like, Eternals is a fucking tough sell.
Yeah, I feel like we're at a real tipping point with the MCU. We've kind of like it was all working towards this one big culmination story with the Infinity Gauntlet and Thanos, and then if we move past that to what they're obviously announcing now, it's going to be an interesting game to play as to whether or not they manage to keep the same magic and the same audience engaged.
Well, if you think about it, it took like 10 years to get to this culmination, and this is only an announcement for the next 2 years.
And that Phase four is 2 years long.
Like keep us on the edge of our seats well into our golden years.
How long will the magic last?
Yeah.
But look at comics. Comics were something that was always, it's going to die. No one reads comics. Comics are stupid. And now comics are king. And it's its own genre.
Yeah, but some comics are stupid.
That's true.
You leave Gru the Wanderer alone.
Some comics are stupid. And, you know, a lot of comics that people love, some runs of lose... You know, they change the run and they change writers or they change artists and they're not interesting or engaging anymore.
And they
and
get
I
canceled.
Wonder, exactly. Mm. I wonder if that's going to happen for some of the MCU. And I mean, MCU has some shit movies in it already.
We noticed the distinct lack of any mention of Ant-Man or, I mean, I'm surprised to not see Black Panther 2 in there.
That'll be
It was in there, wasn't it?
It has been announced before SDCC, and it's probably going to be another 2022 film or further down the track. But you know, my dream.
What?
I want to see Scott and Hope running the Young Avengers.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that'd that's be what so I want. Further down I want the track.
And then
we
the
get all the young
Avenger babies.
Yeah. Have them all liquored up, somewhat introduced over the course of these films. And
And then new Iron Woman.
Whoever that may end up being.
Well, that okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, that's Marvel.
Yeah, that's Marvel.
Okay.
Marvel
as a side thing, there was the talk of the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's wrapping up at the end of season 6.
Thank fuck, because I haven't paid attention to it
since
season
2. I've still not watched
2.
A single episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You and I are there, Jill.
Yeah, Coulson. He's... Okay.
I don't know. He died in that thing and then he didn't really die and I don't know what's happening.
He just went to Tahiti, but anyway.
Yeah. It's a magical place.
Yeah. That's what I want to have happen when I die.
Yeah.
I don't really die. I just go to Tahiti.
I want to die right now.
I also want to bring up, whilst we've had a big thing of Marvel, you know, Marvel's had a pretty good showing this San Diego, DC.
Yeah, I think
bit quiet on the movie front.
Yeah, it's because they're shit.
Big on the TV front.
Big on the TV front, though, and I'm super excited about...
Holy fucking shit!
There we go.
Yes.
Holy fucking shit balls.
Crisis on Infinite Earths announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is, like, so the DC TV, CW TV shows specifically, there wasn't much talk of the DC streaming stuff. So there wasn't talk of Titans or Swamp Thing, which is dead. Or Doom Patrol or anything
Doom
like
Patrol
that.
Season 2 got announced.
Titans was not bad.
I like
it. Was
Titans.
Also not good.
Yeah.
It was also not great.
I feel like there are some things that I can't really get on board with, and one of them is dick rubbing people's ears along brick walls until they fall off. Can't do that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't see that, and also I don't know who you're talking about with dick.
Dick Grayson.
Yeah, it sounds weird. I did watch Doom Patrol, though.
Have you watched all of it?
I have watched most of the first season, and it is quite weird and fun.
Yeah, I like Doom Patrol, and I'm down
and
for
And I
more
have
of that.
I have some Swamp Thing to watch, but knowing that that's already dead is like, what's the point?
Which is a shame because it's creepy as fuck, and it's actually quite a good
but
horror
series.
And
you guys are way more into the actual, like, I mean, I watch some of Arrow.
See, I could have got on
things.
Board with all of that stuff. It was going to lead up to like a Dark Justice League.
I know, which I think they were at one point, but then went not going to do it.
Yeah. So okay, but they're doing Supergirl and Flash and Arrow crossovers. And
so last season of Arrow, last short season of Arrow.
Yep.
So
half season.
Yep. Which is good because, quite frankly, we've had
enough. I'm so done with it. Yeah.
Is he called the Green Arrow yet?
Yes. Probably.
yes, he is.
Maybe.
But yeah, there's, I think it's a 5 episode crossover that's coming, which is going to be Arrow, Supergirl, Flash, Legends
and
of Tomorrow,
Legends.
And Batwoman.
Yes. Hanging for Batwoman.
That's the other thing. A few people are like, they've watched the first episode of Batwoman. Meh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The trailer looked so good.
What, the tattoo one? Oh, that was a tattoo.
Oh, God,
no,
not that one.
But like the really
But
big,
the exciting thing for the Crisis on Infinite Earths has got to be, for me, the moment that fucking Brandon Routh says, I'm coming back as Superman. Oh, and I've got a slightly different costume. And he pulls his shirt open and it's the fucking Kingdom Come Superman design. Ooh. Holy fucking shit.
You nerd.
Yes.
shut up.
Considering Dion helped me years ago make a t-shirt of the Kingdom Come Superman because you can't buy the fucking thing anywhere.
It took a lot of spray paint. I learned to sew.
Stop spray painting your clothes.
Yeah.
That's how you get them on.
Nope.
But a whole bunch of other announcements as well, like in terms of guest stars that are appearing in it. Burt Ward.
Yes.
Which is kind of like, what?
Jiminy Jillikers. Wow.
That's all just the continuing DC TV universe. It's going to continue to be DC. Supergirl now has pants.
Yeah, and Fringe, I don't like it.
The Flash, Black Lightning, all that kind of stuff.
So it's funny that Black Lightning still sits way off to the side and nobody goes, hey, we should incorporate this into the universe better.
No, it is bizarre.
Speaking of other comic stuff, though.
I finished the first season.
Watchmen. TV series trailer. How did you go
say
with
HBO?
That one? That's DC and also really weird. I'm not sure if I'm into this thing.
Is Watchmen DC? No,
yes.
It's like a part.
Yeah,
it is.
It's Vertigo, but you know.
Yeah, I thought it was Vertigo.
It was recently, in the last couple of years, actually incorporated into the main DC universe timeline. as being a alternate universe.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they have Crisis and they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Basically, I think Superman or Batman at some point in time finds
Batman found the
comedian's pin. And it was like, what the fuck?
It was like another crisis event, but with the Watchmen.
I have missed an entire thing here because to me, Watchmen started and ended with the graphic novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of other Watchmen comics that came out.
Have you ever heard of milking something till it's dry?
I've read a fanfic about that.
No, not someone. Something.
Jesus.
Something until it's dry.
Pretty almost spat coke out his nose.
He did spit anyway. Speaking of milk franchises, Star Trek.
Oh.
I've not watched the Picard trailer.
I hate to tell you, but I'm fucking in.
So am I. I don't know why.
I'm
really
not happy about it.
Yeah, I was like,
I never watched Next Generation. Wasn't my thing.
So admission time.
Oh no.
I've never seen a single episode of any Trek.
Holy
what?
Shit.
Never seen single episode of any Star Trek.
Well,
literally every Star Trek reference I make is just as part of being around
this.
Nerds.
Sorry, the next 20 minutes of this conversation is going to do nothing for you. Anyway, Picard.
Oh my God.
Okay, you guys wank off about Picard.
Yeah. I'll read much my like, fanfic to Jill over here.
Much like what we thought Patrick Stewart was doing with this series, because I honestly thought this was Patrick Stewart just fucking going, I want to come back and do that thing that I'm really good at. And honestly, I thought it was going to be complete wank.
Yeah.
And after watching that trailer, I'm like, fuck, I'm actually in. I really want to watch that.
And knowing that the other people from The Next Generation are going to be in there, not as lead characters, but as helping for a particular story. Like, it seems to me, this seems to be a series of like one or two and done. Like, have an end.
Oh, okay. Like
have
a mini
series?
An
end point to it. Yeah,
I think
like,
so, yeah.
Yeah, if they do it that way, I'll be totally like, yes, it's definitely a fun story that you want to learn. Okay. If they try to keep it going, I'm like, kill it.
Interesting, because that's my thing at the moment with TV series, and it's part of the reason that I haven't watched lots of DC TV series. Mm. It's because I like to have an end point.
Mm. Yeah.
I like to know that something's going to actually have a finish.
Like Good Omens. And end well.
Like Good Omens.
Because that's something I hate is things that end poorly because they just get cancelled.
Yeah.
Give me a proper fucking ending and I'm
which is
down
I'm still really
it.
Excited to finish off watching Legion. That's not wasn't an announcement.
Yes.
But yes,
season
that
three,
has been a really good. But it is
yet.
Literally three seasons and done. Yeah. And so I still want to watch that. And knowing that it's three seasons only, I'm like, yes, feed that to me. I want that shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Speaking
what
of shit.
What else was it? Now it's oh no.
Snowpiercer. Get
actually,
in the TV
Beck
show.
I really like this one because it's got two people that she likes. Jennifer Connelly and David Diggs.
Oh yeah.
Who?
Oh my God. Diggs. Quinny, have you like not even listened to anything Hamilton before?
Oh, my God, Quinny. Can you
listen
like...
to Hamilton quite a lot.
Get on board here.
Do you
Jefferson
know anything?
/ Lafayette.
Lafayette. Yeah.
Who watched the Snowpiercer movie?
Unfortunately,
yes.
I did.
Yes. Yes, Chris Evans
I'm
is in
sorry,
it.
My future husband, Chris Evans,
it's about
but
a train.
It was a shit movie.
It's about a train that's going through on a line.
The train that couldn't slow down?
Yes, it is the train that couldn't slow down. It's a perpetual train through a post-apocalyptic ice age that keeps going and society has been...
Oh my God, it actually is the train that couldn't slow down.
It quite literally is.
But it quite literally is. The people at the back of the train are the poorest and the people at the front of the train are the richest and it's about
so just like an aeroplane.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. But,
excellent.
You know, yeah.
And they eat cockroaches and babies.
Yeah.
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 Don't we all?
Not together.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I mean, I'm...
I don't know how they're going to drag that out. Like, surely that's got to be a one and done thing too.
You would hope so, but no, the train goes on forever.
Yes, the train that never slowed down. Speaking of trains that don't slow down, Westworld season
Fuck
3
yes,
trailer.
I'm
yes,
in,
yes
I'm in,
totally
I'm in.
Down for that. And who has everyone seen Westworld?
I've not seen Westworld. No, I haven't seen the new trailer.
Oh.
I'm not up to speed with the end of season 2. Yeah, I know.
All you do, all it does is it, like, as
I wish you could have all seen Jill's face. Actually, her entire figure just turned into this
thing. We all know that at the end of the season, or towards the end of the first season of Westworld, everyone knew that there were more worlds than just the Westworld.
Yes, we walked into Japan world.
Yes, but in this one, you start to understand the scale of the other worlds. Like, it's not just, oh, there's a few, there's a lot of other worlds, but they actually get to see the real
Jurassic
life.
World.
Well, and
I wish.
There's the crossover. Yes.
But yeah, this one is it seems well, a lot
what
more
I got really
real
excited
world.
About in that trailer is seeing the world.
Yeah.
You know, and going, what does the actual world look like in
yeah,
this
quite
future?
It's futuristic.
And it's
really
beautiful.
Cool.
And
you know, Jurassic World, I said it as a joke, but I mean, it was actually by the same person. So
it actually was.
And speaking of TV that no one really gives a shit about, The Walking Dead is back for its final season and the movie.
No!
And we're getting
six
a movie.
Seasons in a movie.
Six seasons
no,
in a movie.
No, fucking 10 seasons in a movie. Yeah. Oh my God, just stop already.
Why can't it stop just like Supernatural needed to stop like
hey,
20 years ago?
don't forget though that like I think The Walking Dead comic stopped at issue 196.
Yeah.
And just stopped. And they went, that's it.
Oh,
and it was like, thanks, Kirkman. Great.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it just keeps going.
That's coming out for the four people who still watch The Walking Dead.
No. Oh, there's more than that, unfortunately. His Dark Materials.
Yes. Oh, hello, Lin-Manuel. I've got a polar bear friend.
I am so excited because I love this series of books. They are so good.
And The Golden Compass fucked it up so bad.
And yeah, exactly. And The Golden Compass fucked it up so badly. And everyone was like, oh, I don't see what's so like appealing about this. But if they actually do it right, it's going to be amazing.
And
you've
got Baby Wolverine in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Daphne Keene.
Cute.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Okay. She can get angry and speak Spanish at people.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm sure she has more skills than that.
She does. Oh. Yes.
Who knows? But we'll get there. What about The Witcher?
Oh, ooh. Witch Hunter Gary.
Gary.
I'm Witch Hunter Gary.
I'm glad that they fixed those costumes. They needed to fix those costumes.
And
they
the wig
did.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry Cavill. Okay, he's been under a bit of a cloud with the super mustache and the... I kind of liked him loading his guns in the Mission Impossible one. It's the only person who can load their arms.
He's not, though. This is one of my favorite things in Krypton.
Yeah.
Cameron Culp, who plays Superman's grandfather.
Oh, Krypton, that movie that I've never seen.
No, the great series that's really
actually,
quite enjoyable.
I'm enjoying it. Quite
And has Lobo in season two, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was good.
But at one point in time, he actually loads his arms and he did it as a reference to his grandfather.
Oh, dude, I totally missed that. What episode
he just goes,
was that
whack,
in?
Whack, and then he like, really?
Yeah. So, The Witcher seems actually to have not been fucked up. But I like the fans of The Witcher, because I haven't played the game, they're very excited that they seem to be following the books and not the games so much. Yes. So that's good always when you've got a little bit of books to follow, unlike Game of Thrones, which is doing...
Are we
going to
have unicorn sex?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so.
It better do. Yeah.
I'm keen for some unicorn sex.
Look, I love a bit of unicorn sex or some unicorn sex, but that's a different...
That's a different toy, and that's for the next podcast.
That's a different one. Rick and Morty got a clip finally, because they're coming out with season 4, which we all love.
With
our existential...
With Taika Waititi in the clip.
Yeah, we all love our existential horror. Creepshow is coming back.
Is it?
Which is, yeah.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, okay. Greg Nicotero is... No, okay.
Nah. I know it, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I know it, I just don't care is pretty much the motto for my life.
And the last big one is probably the Terminator Dark Fate.
Yeah.
Trailer.
When are we going to be done with Terminator?
When James Cameron fucking says so.
And also...
when James Cameron stops wearing those fucking Fox jumpers.
Yeah.
Also, when are we going to remember that What's-His-Face...
Edward Furlong?
Yeah, is a terrible human being.
Yeah. And why are we putting him back in a film?
And
good.
Looks like me when I'm cross-dressing. Like a young Eddie Furlong, not current Eddie Furlong. How bad my night's been the night before.
Wow. I am excited that they're getting... Linda Hamilton back. She looks kind of bad.
She looks great.
A Terminator killer. I'm very disappointed that the Terminator in this one looks like a molten metal man, but also Latino, which makes me go, that's a bit weird.
Because only white men can be bad Terminators?
No, just it seems a little bit more, I don't know. There's something about that rubs me up the wrong way that I'm just like, I don't get that. I don't think that. I don't know why that just makes me go, in the current climate, that seems a little weird.
That they always lean on POCs as villains.
Yeah, as an evil thing. That's why I like Terminator 2 so much, because it was like, oh, it's a police officer is the bad guy. That's kind of cool. You know, change the world. But do we really need a Dark Fate? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Look, Tim Miller's directing it, and I liked his
job. He's fucking
on
excited
Deadpool,
by it. Like that featurette, he's like, I am making fucking Terminator here. And it's like, that's good. A director
his
that is super enthused about his project or their project is
considering
like,
I wasn't getting excited about it for a very long time because they were shooting it in Prague and it was very quiet and they were like, it sounded like the cheap, shitty knockoff version that they were shooting quietly and not talking about. And now they've started the press. I'm like, okay, maybe this is going
to
be something
worth
checking
out. I'm curious to see
how
they do it and how they tie things together. And like, I'm curious. I'm not enthused. Top Gun Maverick.
Boo.
honestly, that one of like, the Air Force needs more recruits. we're coming out again with Tom Cruise doing some stuff.
Tom Cruise doesn't know how to let go.
And I'm sure, I'm absolutely sure that the aerials are going to be amazing. I just have one thing. And if anyone out there is a fighter pilot or knows a fighter pilot, knows more than I do about that, why, oh, why do they show him not wearing gloves in a fighter jet when they're trying? Like, I'm pretty sure that a pressure suit has to be all over you, including the gloves, because your hands would get anyway.
And also, can you confirm that somebody at 55 years of age cannot still fly a fighter jet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there may actually be rules against that.
And I'm really curious. Like, I think I'm in for Top Gun only if they kind of do what they've suggested in the trailer, which is like, dude, why are you still doing this? You seem to be living perpetually in 1986.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, what is wrong with that person? Why do they have mental problems? Because they live in
So what you're saying is it's a Tom Cruise biopic.
Yes, exactly.
And if it is, I'd actually be kind of... If it's really exploring the fact that this is a dude who can't let go, I would be interested in that.
Speaking of things that can't let go, Jay and Silent Bob reboot is coming back and pulling all the stops out.
Kevin Smith really excited about it. So
Kevin Smith is excited about a lot of things and I appreciate that.
And he also gets to pay his daughter to act with him.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's great.
Ben Affleck's coming back.
Everyone's Jason Lee is coming back. I did look at the trailer and I was like, that's like coming home again to a place that I didn't particularly enjoy living in.
Yeah. Look, I'm not 100% behind it, but I am 100% behind it.
I'm not.
Why not? The first one was a fun romp.
I'd rather be behind it than it be behind me.
You
I
never
don't
know.
Hey, Georgie.
Yeah. It could be behind you right now. Yes, indulge in your...
I actually got like weird tingles.
Indulge your chlorophobia and get into another chapter movie two, which is terrifying.
Even the trailer I did look at and I was like, oh god, that actually does look fucking
I love
terrifying.
The fact that they made the first one and everyone went, that was fucking terrifying. They're like, great, how do we make it worse?
Follow the book.
Yeah. We're gonna make it even worse. Yeah.
But you know what is worse than it?
Cats.
Cats.
Jennifer cats.
Cats. Cats. Bella, Bella, is a cats. Terrible Bella, musical. It's a really worst. Bad music. What were people smoking in the 80s that made it such a popular fucking thing? What Andrew Lloyd Webber did one good thing and it was not Cats. And then he fucked that up too with Love Never Dies. Exactly. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I don't know. I quite like some of his other stuff. I quite enjoyed Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, that's an exception.
Yeah.
Well, it's only the Phantom of the Opera. The Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, and then he fucked it up.
I will pay you never to do that again.
I would pay people not to make the Cats movie because, holy, a friend of ours has actually worked on that.
Amelia.
You mean an ex-friend
of yours? Oh, no, she's like, I can't wait to see how this turns out. I was there. She's like, we had no idea what we were shooting. It's fine. But
it looks absolutely terrifying.
How could you not see that on the soundstage and go, we have made a terrible fucking error? Everybody just stop, go home.
I feel like send James Corden home.
This
is one of those wonderful examples of someone coming up with an idea and like shooting it as a dare and everyone just feeling like, we've taken this too far, but I don't want to be the first one to back out.
Yeah. I just love that everyone is like, we owe the Sonic the Hedgehog creators an apology. Because we thought that was bad. This is terrible.
Do you know what the best meme to come out of that trailer, though?
Which one?
Is the bit where...
The Mike Tyson face swap?
No, it's actually the shot of Ian McKellen. And they've dubbed it, "They're not like us, Charles!"
We are the future, Charles, not them.
Oh my God.
It looks terrible.
So bad.
It's just 50 people running around in mocap suits.
But the music is good.
Fucking plot to Cats anyway.
But I love...
Okay, I love, some of the songs are great, like...
Let me give you an album to listen to then, and we won't turn it into whatever this fucking atrocity is. How about that?
Okay, but I still felt that the people doing the singing were giving it all their go.
Give me a Spotify, like, and I will make a playlist of memory for you.
Just memory over and over again until it's burned in my retina.
Memory.
Okay. SDCC is now just it's the time and the place to get everyone excited. And so who's excited? No one?
Yeah, everyone? There's some good stuff coming out.
I think there is some cool stuff.
Was there anything missing? Is there anything anyone was really like, oh, I was hoping that, oh, fuck, I forgot one right there. Expanse.
Oh, season 4 of The Expanse.
Oh, thank fuck the Amazon picked up The Expanse. And if you haven't been watching The Expanse, and I'm looking very judgingly at you two ladies. No.
I'm very busy and important, Dion.
I like The Expanse at the moment because it's one of the best science fact.
Okay.
But now fiction shows on television.
Science faction.
Yeah, it's a science fiction show. Mm. Like the concepts get a very kind of sci-fi.
Yeah.
But they did it all as... like scientifically plausible as possible.
Cool. Okay.
Like in this future, Manhattan Island is currently sitting behind a seawall because the seas have risen.
Right.
Like that kind of stuff. Okay. There's different colonies. You know, there's three different factions: Earth, Mars, who are like their own militarized society, and Belters, who are the people who are out in the far reaches,
basically an asteroid belt,
who've never set foot on ground.
Oh,
so
okay.
A true Belter who was born in space to those incredibly tall and thin because gravity has never condensed their bones.
Wow. But also they can't go to Earth because it will quite literally break them and they can't breathe.
And they can actually be gravity tortured, which is just putting them in normal gravity. So whereas humans are fine with
That's
it,
cool.
they're like being tortured.
Anyway, you should probably go and listen to one of our early podcasts where we talk about it a great deal.
Right.
Season 4 is starting to get really exciting because of the shit that's happened there.
But yeah. There is a lot of other stuff that happened at San Diego Comic-Con. You know the funny thing? We haven't talked about comics at all.
No.
Which is a little sad.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
comics? What have they ever done for us?
Tom Taylor balanced a chair on his face.
Yeah, exactly. Tom Taylor is a gift.
Oh, I saw that 20 years ago.
And then he wished me happy birthday, which is more than I can say for some of the people in this room.
Oh.
Bill Sienkiewicz got an Eisner Award. I'm just glossing the fuck over that. Bill Sienkiewicz got an Eisner Award, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty amazing. There's a lot of stuff.
Spider-Man 2099 is coming back.
Mm. Does that excite you?
In fact, the entire 2099 universe is coming back.
Sweet.
And I could not be fucking happier.
That's my favorite.
Yes. It is. There's like many of him in that thing.
Can't wait for Ghost Rider 2099.
Me either. I actually love that series.
Me cannot either.
Meerkat. Meerkat either mine.
Meerkat. Remember the fact that Quinny was hanging out with meerkats instead of wishing me happy birthday?
I'm great. I wished you fucking happy birthday at 1 minute past midnight.
And that's it. That's all he did. He went birthday and then just that was the end of the text.
Yeah. HBD. Bye.
HBD.
Was that hairy big dick? No.
Oh. Jeez, Quinny. Oh.
PDE?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, and that's the wrap-up of San Diego Comic-Con.
It is.
I want to know out there, who had what was your favorite experience?
Yeah, what did we not talk about?
You. Yeah, the people that the we're listeners. Talking to.
Yeah, yeah. What, is there something that we didn't talk about, like the Steven Universe movie, or was there like so you know, much.
Or the I'm animated sure so Suicide Squad Harley Quinn?
Oh shit! Thing? All the Disney animated Disney stuff that's coming back. My childhood. Yeah. Fucking, they're doing more DuckTales. They're doing Tailspin. They're doing
DuckTailspin.
DuckTailspin.
I am what? All of the good stuff.
I'm still waiting for. You killed
knocking
it.
Shit off the roof. Like, okay,
I'm waiting
right,
for a Darkwing Duck. We've got our DuckTales. No, we've got Tailspin.
Darkwing Duck. Yes.
We need
is
a Darkwing.
Is Darkwing Duck coming back? Is that a thing?
Yes.
I can't wait till we recycle every property
Let's
from our childhood.
Get dangerous.
Every property, no new properties, just old properties recycled for your entertainment forever.
Yes. I have thoughts about that.
Yes, we can save them for another podcast. I think we've talked enough about San Diego Comic-Con. So,
Send us, tell us what you want, what you missed, what you would think was missing from the San Diego Comic-Con. Do you think there was perhaps a bit of a lack of comics? Do you think there was a lack of other things?
Are comic book movies dead? Do we need any more? Is pop culture over? Tell us.
Our lives depend on it.
This time and more. Next time. Wait, what?
Good words you have then.
This time and more next time. That is our new tag. I think Table of Awesome. Yeah,
this time and more next time on the show. We welcome you or say goodbye.
We haven't even been drinking. No. Okay, all right.
Okay, well, this was the Periodic Table of Awesome. I was Quinny.
I was Dion.
I will continue to be Jill.
And I will be Beck for the foreseeable future.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time, stay awesome.